ॐ शांति
ॐ शांति
ॐ शांति Didi, I'd like to give your introduction. I'd like to give your introduction because we have so many first-timers here, 75 in this session, and some of them may not know you. They may have heard about you and seen you. And so Didi is the chief of all the Brahmakumari centers in the whole world. She spends half of her time in New York overseeing all the affairs in the Western Hemisphere, and then she spends half of her time in Madhuban. And I was thinking about her many specialities, and one that I would like to highlight tonight is that whoever you are, wherever you are, when you're in Didi's presence, the feeling is always is that you belong. It seems like Baba is pulling you towards himself through that instrument. And I was remembering a story when a contact soul came to New York, and he said that he thought deities only existed in temples. Do you remember this story, Didi? And he said when he met you and shared with you, it was like the deity left the temple. And so you've been such an example for us of your royalty, your purity. And I turn everything now over to your sharing with us. We had a beautiful class with Ken Bai on the journey of remembrance. We also had an hour bhati, and so now it's such a pleasure to welcome you into this atmosphere. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Dorothy Van. Well, it's good to know one's own specialities through others and underline that that's what I have to be, right? Well, of course, Baba has given blessings to everyone, and we only have to be the embodiment of blessings. Recently, Baba used the word embodiment of blessings, and I really had been thinking on that, that we receive blessings, so I have to create the awareness of that blessing. Then I have to, you know, in the sense of think and apply that blessing so that I can become embodiment of blessings. Because I think that today I was thinking that every child of Baba, every one of you, we have lot of specialities. And never think that, of course, whatever Dorothy Van said, but for each one, each instrument, their presence definitely creates some experience and bring the souls close to Baba. So, be embodiment of blessing. Anyway, today is a happy birthday for all of you. So, congratulations for your birthday, because we are together with Baba and we celebrated in Shantivan this morning, flag hoisting. But one of the topics which I had been reflecting and kind of sharing with others, that each one of us, we will and we have to reveal Baba. It's not going to happen through media, it's not going to. Maybe it creates little bit awareness. But how can media reveal Baba? They don't know Baba, right? We all know Baba. And all of us have all relationships with Baba. Even yesterday evening when Baba's Murli was played, Baba said one of the blessings Baba has given you that you are also Master Almighty. So how will each one of us reveal Baba? Each one of us, we can do, of course, collectively, but we can also do individually. That means when there is not I and mine, because, you know, we all have done some good work and all that on the self and for service, but it's not me, right? I am Baba's instrument. And yes, we make effort, we make planning, we implement all that. So that we do. And because we do all that effort, then we put it in practical. Wherever there is need of Baba, He just helps us to make us do Taran Kramanar. But don't think that He will do, right? He will do for you. No, I do it. I do it in my best capacity, in my best understanding. But when I have to do that in action, and it's 80% I could do, then Baba comes forward and put that 20%. So there are many, many, they say Baba is Karan Karavanhar. But Baba can be Karan Karavanhar only if we are ready and we are doing it. That as Baba said, you come forward one step and then I come forward. Depends on your bhavna. And based on that, I also come forward. Your courage and my help is there. So individually, each one of us, Brahma Baba, as you all know in the beginning at Mount Abu, people didn't know Brahma Kumaris in India. So many officers will come for inquiry about money, about management, many things. And Baba will go in his room and say, Baba will rest for 5 minutes and then come. So we said, how can he rest 5 minutes and come? But in 5 minutes, he kind of prepared himself, soul consciousness, and be with Baba. So when he came out, one time I was there, I'm talking of, you know, like early 60s. So those officers, Baba went, and generally Baba stays quiet for a few moments and look at them and said, children, you know, what can I do for you or what you want to inquire? Because when we wanted to answer what they had to say were simple, but they said, no, they want to meet Baba because he's the founder father and we want to listen to him. I think within 5 minutes when Baba starts saying, I have many children and all the children take care of this yagya or organization. And as that day, of course, we were very strict with money, that in Baba's Bhandara, only after 6 months when they become Brahmins, then they can put in Baba's box. We were very careful. Because wealth also is energy, and we don't want wealth. We want wealth from our children. It's a pure money. So, but within 5 minutes, Baba was talking with them, children, 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 sweet children. So Baba is talking. And you know, when Baba used to say sweet child, it could melt and touch everyone's heart. And then they said, yes, Baba, yes, Baba. So many times it did happen. So why I'm sharing it, that for us also, either we're giving 7 days course or giving a talk, or a workshop, whatever activity we do, for 5 minutes before that, prepare yourself, not with what I'm going to speak. Of course, that is important if you have to give talk at a big platform. You definitely need to know what you're speaking. And then you speak, but preparing for lecture and preparing for your state are two different things. So, okay, you prepare your lecture, but before going on the stage, before speaking, take 5 minutes and in silence, be with Baba, and then you speak. So they will experience some presence, either they will say divine power or whichever way they use the word, but they all could feel it. So revelation of Baba. And I know that each one of us would like that Baba could be known through me or all of us. So what is that personal relationship with Baba will help others to experience Baba. But also, Baba said there are many, many things through which Baba could be revealed. And one Baba said is, when there is oneness, there is unity. And recently, in one of the Avyakti signal, Baba said that if the gathering has one thought, just all of us together, one thought, so harmony of that also create vibration. But more important to that is unity, harmony and unity. And I know that I always feel that each Baba's center, Baba's home, should at least have 8. Have no differences. Different ideas are different. They are welcome. But difference is like a clash. No, I don't agree. Or this shouldn't happen. You know, any kind of disagreement, any kind of conflict. So, then the vibration, the atmosphere, is really not very harmonious and very peaceful. So, unity, so I always say, first you create 8. Even for Shiv Baba, it took so long, and still it's not declared who ate with me. Some places there are 5 together, 6 together. Okay, we can start with 3, 5, 8. So I always say that Baba, if Baba's bracelet is ready, then of course one day garland, Baba's garland of victory will also be ready. So at one country they heard this. I was mentioning, explaining with through Avyakti signals. So they tried and they finally found that 8 of them can work together. There might be more, but at least 8 are. They say that next day they did some on Zoom, some regular meditation which they always did for instruments once in a month, but this was like open for centers, for students. And there were 108 of them there, sitting in meditation. So they were so surprised that if 8 are ready, 108 will be ready. You know, so one is, of course, each one of us, we are beads of the rosary. But as a bead, we are okay. But to put in the rosary takes another step. We all are beads. Everyone is bead of the rosary. But are we ready to be in the thread of that love and unity, to be one of them? So, recently, this Baba has mentioned that especially unity amongst women or sisters . One of the guru, when they came to Mount Abu, he was in Abu Road, and he called Didi Manmohini, "Can you send few sisters to my ashram? Because I have so much difficulty to put together a few women, and you have 300 of them. And how they cooperate, how they love each other. So let them come and educate or teach the women here how to be united, how to be together." So this whole aspect of women leadership also is being taken by one of the universities in Boston, because they find that even today, we don't hear much news, but there are many, many women presidents now in different countries. And they are kind of very powerful countries. I don't want to mention names, but so Baba said that what will reveal is your unity. So like this, there are so many saints and sages and gurus, and now they recognize that the purity of Brahma Kumaris is completely different than our purity. One very, very big saint who had 2,000 not only household followers, but they were like sadhus, 2,000. So he was visiting here, was sitting next to Dari Prakash Puri. And next morning he said, "I can't believe the vibrations of purity from Dari Prakash Puri. I don't think we understand what is purity." So today there is not easy acceptance. Even people don't understand word pure. They will like unadulterated, organic, these words to come. But purity as viceless is not something very easily acceptable. But we all live pure. And our purity, where we are together as a family, there is no seclusion. We are all together. Brothers play their part, sisters play their part, and we all work together as a family. It's a very unique thing. So like this, there are so many aspects which are thousands of them. I would now say, even 100,000, they live the life. They love each other, they made pure, but came into it.
Om Shanti. Didi, I don't know if you can hear us.
Recording in progress.
Because he said, I'm not asking for purity, but God is asking for us to live, because he wants to use our that really touched me. I committed myself and decided to live a life of purity. It was only because the purpose of that was that God wants to use this pure energy of all of us for creating new world. So the respect, self-respect, and value of purity in person and you all can churn on that. How can I reveal Baba? How can we all reveal Baba? How can one of the biggest family in the world, it's a very unique thing. We are largest family in the world. We have maximum worldwide God's homes. So this way, bring out some of the unique things and collectively or individually reveal Baba. So we have completed 90 years now already. Amazing, isn't it? 90 years of yajna. And that also, in USA people say, a poor country like India, hosting God for 70 or 90 years. After partition means it's almost. And they were saying jokingly, they say, I don't think any country can keep God even for a month. Because look at now, every day, even there is no season, 9,000 people eat every day from Bhandara. So people, many, many big saints, they create yajna for 3 days. And the most popular, very big guru will create for 9 days. We never heard anyone maximum 9 days. And here it is 90 years. Isn't it? Is of course Baba, but Baba's family also, to keep God as our guest. And now even you go all the campuses, so there are they cook for 25,000. And they give breakfast, they give lunch, they give dinner, 2 times snack, early morning tea, afternoon tea. Just imagine. Even at our place we say, oh, we cook one meal, proper meal. And here you have all 3 times. It's up to us what and how much we eat. But there, food is available. So, I want to share I had been thinking a lot about it, and I want you all also to collectively and individually think what way I can reveal Baba. What uniqueness is in my life that I can reveal Baba. So I'm sure that I have good churning, good points, and maybe one time we can share. Now I am sharing, but we don't have that much time now. And maybe immediately you can think, but churn on that. And also, Avyakti Signal had been talking a lot on revelation of Baba. So if we take some of those boxes, then I am sure that you will get the subject of revealing Baba. Now we introduce Baba through our 7 days course or our talks. But what is revealing, right? So this is what my present thought is. Of course, there are many experiences and journeys. But I just want to share this one. And I must say thanks to Dorothy Webb and the family that I could share with all of you. Because it's only 4 or 5 days I am here. But there had been a lot of activity. We had many, many classes, teachers, and celebrations. So it hadn't been possible to go anywhere. But I am still very, very happy to see you. And many of you I will see very soon in our integrated retreat. So thank you, Dorothy Ben. And thank you, the family. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti, Didi. So on behalf of all the foreigners, welcome and greetings of Shivratri as well as Valentine Day. Really, your indirect presence is also great benefit for all of us. And thanks on behalf of the all foreigners, those who are present here in Gyan Sarovar. Thanks for coming, making time, even the physical body allows or not, but your determination, your love, and your feeling of belonging to all and to create unity. We all thanks to you. See you soon in Shantivan. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Let's remember Baba and